Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
With the 2023 year ending, many individuals around the world are celebrating the start of a new year. In the city of Kenai, fireworks will be permitted for a 48-hour period, which begins on December 31st and ends on January 1st. Any person over the age of 18 may be able to use fireworks within city limits. Also, any fireworks that are used must be bought within the state and must be from a licensed fireworks stand. Jeremy Hamilton, the fire marshal for the Kenai Fire Department, says that there are some safety concerns to be aware of when planning to use fireworks.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which does a lot of data gathering on fireworks, according to them, burns account for about 44% of all injuries. 36% of all injuries are from children under the age of 15, and 25% of emergency room injuries are result from handheld sparklers, and that's all age groups.
It's also extremely important to be aware of your surroundings while using fireworks. While it may only be used on personal property, there are some parameters that need to be addressed as well.
Don't discharge fireworks near homes, wooded areas, or near combustible materials, anything that might, you know, go off or catch on fire if the fireworks were to kind of go somewhere else where you weren't anticipating and catch something else on fire. Don't discharge fireworks that will travel to somebody else's property. Kind of going back to that, if you damage somebody else's property, you could be held liable.
Hamilton understands that fireworks are exciting and fun to watch, but they do come with a lot of responsibilities. So he asks everyone in Kenai who plans to use fireworks to practice extreme caution and be aware of their surroundings.
Be a good neighbor. There's a lot of, you know, fireworks affect a lot of animals. They're scared of them. Just kind of keep that in mind, just trying to be a good neighbor when it comes to fireworks.
More information has been released in regard to the plane crash that took place on December 8th. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An anonymous driver's dash-mounted camera captured footage of an airplane that crashed in Anchor Point on December 8th as it plummeted through the air. According to a preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board, the dash cam showed the airplane in an inverted flat spin before it disappeared behind trees off the Sterling Highway. The Piper PA-18-150 crashed at mile 155 of the Sterling Highway around 2 p.m. on December 8th, shutting down the road in both directions for several hours as law enforcement attempted to investigate and control the area around the crash site. The pilot, Kurt St. Jean, 52, of Homer, was killed in the crash, and a female passenger sustained critical injuries and was taken to a hospital for treatment. St. Jean's flight originated from a private airstrip on Pike Lake near King Salmon and was supposed to fly northeast toward Chitna Bay and cross the Cook Inlet to Anchor Point before turning southeast for Homer. The NTSB report indicates that the dash cam video captured the spinning inverted airplane as it descended vertically and also revealed the airplane's left wing was folded against the fuselage as the descending wreckage entered an area of tree and brush-covered terrain. The NTSB's Alaska Region Chief, Clint Johnson, told KTUU-TV the dash cam left no uncertainty as to what caused the plane to crash.
What that dash cam revealed to us was, with no uncertainty, that left wing had failed and the airplane was in an inverted flat spin all the way to the ground. And I can't stress enough how much we appreciate this gentleman coming forward.
As the NTSB continues their investigation, they are asking anyone who witnessed the crash to reach out to them at witness@ntsb.gov. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A Wasilla man was sentenced on Wednesday to over 9 years in prison for his involvement in recklessly evading the police and using a firearm during a carjacking in 2021. According to court documents, on December 17, 2021, an Anchorage police officer attempted a traffic stop on Bryson McEaney, age 36, but he evaded the officer and fled north on the Glen Highway towards Palmer. Palmer police deployed spike strips to stop the vehicle. McEaney avoided the strips by driving into oncoming traffic and stopping the vehicle. Officers tased McEaney as he exited the vehicle, but he was able to continue on foot towards a stopped vehicle. McEaney used a rifle to gain control of that vehicle. According to a press release from the Anchorage Police Department about the defendant's actions on December 17th, law enforcement located McEaney in the stolen vehicle on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway. The defendant wrecked the vehicle while attempting to elude Wasilla police officers and fled on foot. He was located by law enforcement behind a transit building and taken into custody. At the time of this conduct, the defendant was previously convicted of multiple violent felonies from 2016, including vehicle theft, assault, and burglary. Coming up, we'll take a look at our top news headlines from Friday.